Hi, good evening. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, yourfibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thank you for joining me tonight for my Tuesday night Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. I'm going to be sharing some information I hope you'll find helpful in your quest to feel good again. I've been in private practice for the last 26 years, and for the last two decades, almost 20 years, I've specialized in fibromyalgia. For a number of years, I owned a very large integrated medical practice on the campus of Brookwood Hospital here in Birmingham, Alabama. At that time, when I had that practice, I had five medical doctors who worked for me, and we specialized in chronic illness, primarily fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. In 2003, I sold that practice, and I've been out practicing solo ever since. My practice has now evolved to where 95% of my practice is phone consults. I get to work with patients all over the world. Tonight, what I'd like to do is to answer some of the frequently asked questions that I get by email or blog post or posts that come on my Facebook page. So I'd like to answer some of those questions tonight. And then if we have time, I'd like to answer some of your questions. If you, some of you on the line have got some questions, I certainly would like to open up the line and answer those questions for you this evening. Well, I think really where we need to start is kind of the state of the affairs for fibromyalgia in 2016. And where we're at now really is, unfortunately, most doctors still don't believe fibromyalgia exists. And they may or may not admit to that, but there's still a big proportion, population of physicians who don't believe fibromyalgia exists. When I go on the different forums that I'm members of, the doctors that I interact with, many of them will poo-poo fibromyalgia, and they'll recommend that patients exercise more, get some more sleep, or get some more rest. And that clearly shows me that these doctors don't know what they're talking about. They don't know anything about fibromyalgia because, as you know, you would love to be able to exercise. You would love to be able to get some more sleep. You'd love to be able to rest, but you can't. So when doctors are saying things like that, it tells me pretty quickly that they're ignorant about fibromyalgia. But that's kind of where we're at. And the other really sad thing is that the doctors who do acknowledge that there's a fibromyalgia syndrome, they'll tell you that you just have to learn to live with it. And then what they'll do is they'll recommend drugs to suppress your symptoms. And if you're not careful, you're going to be on half a dozen to a dozen drugs before you know it. I mean, they're going to put you on a drug to help you sleep, a drug to wake you up, a drug to slow you down, a drug for this, a drug for that. And doing this for 20 years, I can tell you, and also having a medical practice at one time, I can tell you firsthand that drug therapy, at least drug therapy alone, doesn't work, at least not long-term. It just doesn't work. It's a dead end. There's too many symptoms to try to cover up, and every drug has a potential side effect. Lyricin could cause diffuse achy muscle pain, fatigue, anxiety, depression, IBS, brain fog, poor memory, incoordination, balance issues, poor sleep, weight gain, and the list goes on and on. Now, what does that sound like? What do those potential side effects sound like? Well, they sound a lot like fibromyalgia to me, and they probably do to you too. If you look at Ambien, one of the sleep medications that are commonly used for those with fibromyalgia, you see that it can cause diffuse achy muscle pain, problems with balance, flu-like symptoms, fibro fog. Again, these are the very same symptoms we see with those with fibromyalgia. And then if we look at antidepressants that are typically recommended for fibromyalgia, like Cymbalta, Savella, Lexapro, Prestige, these medications can cause, guess what, diffuse achy muscle pain, GI problems, anxiety, depression, brain fog, poor sleep. They actually deplete your natural sleep hormone, melatonin. So the longer you're on these medications, the more likely you are to start struggling with your sleep. So long-term, medications actually create more problems. That's what I see in my patients that I work with. And we know that traditional medicine really is a dead end for fibromyalgia. Doctors will tell you that this is all we got. And what happens is, after years of recommending these medications and them not working, they too get discouraged, and they realize that, you know, you're just going to have to learn to live with it because they don't have anything else. So they get And they get in this mindset that you're never going to get better, you know, and that's where we're at right now. And so they think that that's your only option, but it's not true. It's not true that you just have to learn to live with it. And tonight I'm going to be sharing with you other options, much better options than just learning to live with it. No one wants to learn to live with it. Pain, fatigue, struggling whether to know, you know, is this going to be a good day or a bad day? Can you get out? Can you go see friends? Can you go see family? Can you go to the store? Can you do anything? Are you going to be able to go to work that day? You have to call in sick. You're going to have brain fog in the middle of a conversation and feel embarrassed. Are you going to have the IBS flare up and have to, you know, maybe even have an accident? I mean, no one wants to deal with all the things that happen with fibromyalgia on a day-to-day basis. I mean, no one wants to wake up every day feeling like they've been run over by a truck and start the day every day like that, where every day is just a struggle to get through the day. That's not living. That's just existing. And that's not learning to live with it. That's just existing. And no one wants that. And you don't want that. And I certainly don't want that for you. So hopefully tonight I'm going to encourage you and get you on a different track, one that will help you actually to have a life again. Because, you know, no one wants to live with pain and poor health day in, day out for the next 5, 10, 20, 30 years or whatever it is that they're telling you. I mean, no one wants to be in that shape. So doctors are doing patients a real disservice, and it's my mission. And that's why I do these talks every Tuesday night and have a tremendous amount of free resources on my website. But it's my mission to let folks out there know that you don't have to learn with them. You certainly don't. Well, here are some of the questions that I get on a routine basis. And again, I get these by email. I get them on my blogs. I get them on these calls. I get them when I go and do public speaking events. So probably the biggest one, I guess, that everyone always wants to know about is, you know, what causes fibromyalgia? And, you know, there are a lot of theories out there about what causes fibromyalgia. Some people think it's a nerve disease. Some people think it's inflammation. Some think it's a small fiber nerve disease, polyneuropathy. Some people think erroneously that it has to do with a virus. It doesn't. There are a lot of different theories out there, but the one that makes the most sense to me and the one that has repeatedly proven to be valid for the last 20 years is that fibromyalgia is a central nervous system or central pain sensitivity syndrome. And what that means is your pain receptors are overly active. They're too ramped up. They're too, so that pain is magnified. And because of that, you see that the pain that you have gets worse year after year. And so in the beginning, you probably had some diffuse aching muscle pain in your neck, maybe in your shoulders, and then it started to get into your arms, and then before you know it is in your back and your mid-back and your low back and your knees. And then it got to the point where you couldn't even have a tight blouse on or maybe pull the covers up too tight when you tried to go to sleep. Of course, you don't sleep. We know that. And it's gotten worse and worse. And what happens is you have this low pain threshold, and your pain receptors are overly active. Because of that, you see this pain, as I mentioned, gets worse. And you have this self-regulating mechanism called the hypothalamus pituitary adrenals, or HPA axis. These are glands, organs in your body that are supposed to self-regulate the different systems in your body. The hypothalamus in particular, this gland in the brain helps to coordinate just about every system in your body. It's your body's own self-regulating computer. You don't have to think about taking 12 breaths per minute. You don't have to think about pumping blood through 60 miles of arteries and veins every minute. You don't have to think about digesting your food. You don't have to think about any of the autonomic or the automatic functions that happen on a moment by moment, a nanosecond by nanosecond in your life. We don't have to think about breaking out in a sweat to cool off when we go out in the hot sun. Our hypothalamus does that. When we get under too much stress, though, and it can be years and years of stress, it can be, you know, the poor sleep, taking care of a special needs child, an elderly patient, maybe you get an illness, Maybe it's a surgery. Maybe you've gone through a rough marriage, or maybe it's a rough job, or eventually though, the stress depletes your stress coping chemicals. And I've used this analogy that we're all born with a stress coping savings account, and in that account we have certain chemicals, stress coping chemicals, that allow us to deal with stress. And the more stress that we get under, the more chemicals we deplete trying to deal with the stress. And unfortunately, though, with fibromyalgia, what happens is you actually bankrupt your stress coping savings account. So you get to where you can't handle stress. And when that happens, you deplete certain chemicals that you need to help reduce pain, to help you with energy, to help you get a good night's sleep. You start to find that when your hypothalamus gets off kilter, it can't regulate the different systems in your body. So you start having problems with your circadian rhythm, so your sleep-wake cycle, so you don't sleep very well or at all. You start to see that you have a lowered pain threshold, so pain's magnified. You start having a problem with your digestive system. You start having a problem maybe with your immune system. And the list goes on and on. And then you start to find that stress becomes more magnified, even because you don't have the chemicals to deal with the stress. So little things that didn't used to bother you, like changes in the weather, traffic jams, loud noises, bright lights, these start to bother you, start to really bother you more than they ever did before. And you get in this vicious cycle, and to where the hypothalamus is not able to help you have the stamina or resiliency to this stress. And so you always feel stressed out. You always feel wiped out, lethargic. Your get up and go is kind of, it's got up and get gone, they say, you know. So the goal with my patients is right off the bat when I start working with them one-on-one by phone or in the clinic is to make sure that I'm taking the stress off their hypothalamus. And I do that by finding and fixing the underlying causes of these different symptoms, and then using the right doses and combinations of specific vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and other nutritional supplements, because these are the things that actually make these hormones that you become depleted in. These are the things that actually make the chemicals that your body needs to start to self-regulate these different systems in the body. I say this all the time, and a few weeks ago I did a similar teleconference, and I said this then, and I'll say it again. I don't have all the answers. I don't. I really don't. I don't have all the answers for fibromyalgia. What I do know, though, is after treating thousands of patients successfully, by the way, there's very few doctors who can say that about fibromyalgia, what I do know is that over the last 20 years, what I do works. And it works over and over and over and over again. So there's something to this whole idea about bankrupting your stress coping chemicals and riding the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal system, because that's the approach I take. And again, it works over and over, and I've got a track record of that. If you doubt that, and you probably don't, I mean, that's why you're on the call, and then people who do doubt that are not on the call, because they've heard so much doom and gloom. But if you go to my website, yourfibrodoctor.com, you'll see that there's some 80 testimonials on there. All these patients were as bad off, if not worse, than anybody that's ever going to listen to one of these calls, whether on a live call or on a repeat of one of these calls. So the process that I use definitely works. And it validates this whole idea about the central pain sensitivity syndrome. Now, another question I get all the time is, do you have a doctor you can refer to me in my city? And once again, I'm sorry to say I don't. Years ago, I had good intentions of getting other doctors interested in my protocols and sharing it with them, giving it to them, helping them and even coaching them so they too could become the fibromyalgia expert, but do so in their local city or local area. In my fifth edition book that's out now in various bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, you'll see that I mentioned that in the book. In fact, there's a website page you can go to see if there's a doctor in your area, but there's not. And the reason why is because I finally gave up trying to recruit doctors. I've just not been successful. And I'm sad to say it's not because I haven't tried. It's because most doctors either don't believe fibromyalgia exists still today. I can't believe that, but it's true. Or they don't, you know, they don't want to have anything to do with it because it's too complicated. Working with fibromyalgia patients takes a lot of time, a lot of research, and a lot of patience. I mean, when my patients first start working with me, they're typically on 6 to 12 different drugs. They've got a laundry list of maybe, you know, 15, 20 different symptoms or conditions. They're not your typical, hey, I got the flu, runny nose, high blood pressure patient. I mean, they can't sleep. They can't have a bowel movement. They have, you know, they have the stomach pain. They have reflux. They have headaches. They have the chronic pain, which is you know, a big issue. Low energy. A lot of times they're anxious or depressed. I mean, restless legs. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And so most doctors don't want to deal with that. So, you know, I gave up with trying to recruit them, and many of my patients who now work with me have been sick for a number of years. I mean, they've been sick 5, 10, some, you know, 20 or more years. And so they've exhausted all the local opportunities. They've been, and many have been to Mayo and Cleveland Clinic and other very prestigious medical facilities, and they've come away empty-handed before they ever reach out and contact me. But my practice is, even though here it is here in Birmingham, Alabama, it's an international practice, so I have patients throughout North America as well as I have patients overseas, and there's no, that's not an impediment. There's no reason that should deter you if you have an interest in setting up consult. That should not deter you from doing so, because that's how my practice runs these days. So the answer to that question is no. I don't have anybody I can refer you to in your area, and I probably will not. So really, if you want to benefit from my protocols, from my 20 years of doing this, you'll have to work with me personally. What can I do for the pain? You know, the pain, oh man, the pain. Well, I'd like to give you a simple answer, and I know everybody wants a simple answer because that's how we're all conditioned. We want to take a drug to make the symptom go away. So many people are taking pain medications, but you know, pain medications, there's a time for that, no doubt about it. But unfortunately, as I keep saying, long term, it's not going to work. It's a dead end, because what happens with pain medications is they quit working. So you get built up a tolerance. You have to take more and more of it, and then eventually you have to take more and more, and then stronger and stronger, and then eventually it doesn't work anyway. Now you're stuck with being on methadone or whatever, you know, whatever you're on, and it's not working, and it's, you know, causing you to probably become disabled and not be able to work. You can't think clearly. You have no energy. I mean, it's just, it's not something you want to do. If you're already on that, don't let me be, you know, spread doom and gloom, because if you work with me, I'm able to get many of my patients off pain medications or drastically reduce their pain medications, and more importantly, get them to where they have a life again. They actually, the pain is dramatically reduced, energy is dramatically improved, sleep is now a reality, and they can have a life. So don't let me, you know, if you are taking pain medications, there is hope. But you know, once you get the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, then you pretty much have this rubber stamp placed on your forehead, and they quit looking for what is the reason why you have pain. They just, you know, because when they've done the blood test, they've ruled out lupus, Sjogren's, and rheumatoid arthritis. They've ruled those things out. You don't have an autoimmune disease. So then they tell you, okay, we have fibro, and then that's it. But you know, fibromyalgia is just a name. That's all it is. It doesn't cause anything. It's just a group of symptoms that people share that have in common, and we call that fibromyalgia. And what you want to know is what's causing these symptoms that you have. What's causing the pain? What's causing the low energy? What's causing the poor sleep? What's causing the low moods? What's causing the IBS? It's not because you have fibromyalgia. Again, fibromyalgia is a name. What we want to know is why do you have the pain? And there's no simple answer to that, because everybody is unique. That's why when you go on the internet and you see that you can take a supplement for your pain is going to go away, you should be suspicious, because it's going to be a process. There's no one supplement, just like there's no one drug that's going to take your pain away, at least not long term. But there is a proven system that can help dramatically reduce your pain. And again, if you doubt that, go on my website. You'll see patients who are bedridden, who are now back to work and doing things that they love to do, and don't have pain. And it's because they follow the system that I go into detail about in my book, Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. And so back to the question. There are several things you can do to help reduce your pain. One, and probably the most important thing, is to raise your pain threshold, because that's the biggie. And everybody has a pain threshold. Some people have a high pain threshold, and pain, you know, really takes a lot of pain before it bothers them. Other people have a very low pain threshold, so pain is magnified, doesn't take much. That's what we see in fibromyalgia. It doesn't take much for pain to be magnified. And what happens is, again, you've depleted your stress coping chemicals so that you don't have the chemicals you need to allow you to be able to handle stress, and your pain threshold becomes compromised, it becomes lower. As I mentioned earlier in the beginning, initially you had some neck pain, maybe some mid-back pain that spread and, you know, went here and went there, and now you find that you got pain everywhere. And one of the things that you got to do is you've got to fill up your stress coping savings account with these chemicals that raise your pain threshold. One of those is the happy hormone serotonin. Serotonin is a brain chemical that the higher serotonin level, the higher your pain threshold, because it blocks a chemical, a hormone called substance P. When substance P is elevated, it causes you to have more pain. So one of the things you really need to do to boost your serotonin level is to get deep restorative sleep. If you're not getting deep restorative sleep every night, you're going to find that you're going to have a lot of pain. Of course, you're going to have fatigue, low moods, IBS, restless leg syndrome. They go hand in hand with poor sleep. Many of you are taking sleep medications. The problem with sleep medications is they can cause the very same symptoms that we see in fibromyalgia. No one has got a sleep drug deficiency. These medications can cause diffuse aching muscle pain, problems with balance, coordination, fibro fog, weight gain, anxiety, depression. You know, all those things can go along with sleep medications. Now, you can raise your serotonin. In fact, you can make serotonin by taking the right combination of vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, and amino acids that I talk about in my book. And one of the things that you want to be taking is 5-hydroxytryptophan, which you can get over the counter. That plus synergistic B vitamins, magnesium, vitamin C, that actually makes serotonin. And so if you've been suffering from fibromyalgia for years and you've had poor sleep, then you've depleted your happy hormone, serotonin. And if you're taking an antidepressant to help you have more serotonin, what you find is it doesn't work, or at least it doesn't work for very long, because you don't have any serotonin to reuptake. There's none there. You've depleted it. So if you're taking a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor and there's nothing to reuptake, it's just not going to work. And those medications, these antidepressants have all kind of potential side effects, as I mentioned, Savella and Cymbalta, Lexapro, they can cause diffuse aching muscle pain, confusion. They actually deplete your natural sleep hormone, melatonin. So they're not without risk, and they oftentimes are ineffective. Now, you can actually reduce your pain and do it very effectively by using natural protocols, the very same protocols that I talk about in my book. Deep restorative sleep is one of the biggies, and I go into detail about that in the chapter on sleep. Losing weight. If you're carrying around an extra 20 or more pounds, you're carrying inflammatory chemicals in those fat cells and you need to lose weight. You will find that if you lose any extra fat that you have, this extra weight, you'll find that your pain will dramatically, oftentimes, will go down dramatically. So patients that work with me, they, as a means to the end, if they're overweight, they'll go on an anti-inflammatory diet that I use along with some special supplements, and they'll lose typically half a pound a day 20, 30, 40, 50. Some patients lose over 100 pounds, but they do so as a means to the end, which is to reduce their pain, to increase their energy. And then they're also able to do some great things like get off their blood pressure medications, diabetes medications, cholesterol medications. And really the key is whether it's to reduce pain or to help with energy or whatever it is to get healthy. You know, that's what you want to do. That's really the only thing that works with fibromyalgia. And going back to the question, because I get off on a tangent, but there's all kind of chemicals, natural things that you can do to raise your pain-blocking chemicals, like 5-HTP or S-adenosine methionine, SAMe, which makes dopamine and norepinephrine. These hormones actually block pain. And you can read about them in the chapter on anxiety and depression because they're also antidepressants. And you can also read about them in the chapter on pain. But they do a really good job of blocking pain. Now, you want to do the other things as well, so you don't want to just take supplements. You want to get to the underlying issues. So if you're having trouble with adrenal fatigue, we'll talk a little bit more about that in another question I'm going to answer about fatigue. Then, you want to fix that. If you're having trouble with your sleep, you want to fix that because if you're not getting deep restorative sleep, you increase your inflammatory chemicals by 40%. So that may be part of the reason why you have pain or low pain threshold. So it's about really finding and fixing these underlying issues. There's no simple one supplement thing I can tell you to do. It's a combination of things. And again, I go into more detail about it in the book. And so I know you want a simple an answer, but there's not one. And here's another question I get. It's very simple, very similar to the thing about pain. You know, what can I do to have more energy? And people will tell me routinely that the pain they can handle is this low energy, this lethargy, this flu from hell where they just literally can almost not get out of bed. And some of my patients, when they first start working with me, they can get out of bed. They're actually bedridden in the beginning. But they tell me, many people tell me if they can just get more energy, they can deal with the pain. And so there's some things that you can do right off the bat that will help with that. Like I mentioned, SAMe, S-adenosine methionine, that makes norepinephrine, which is adrenaline, gives you more energy mentally and physically. And an amino acid, which you can get over-the-counter, phenylalanine, also helps to make norepinephrine, which gives you energy. So there are some supplements I talk about in the book, but what you really want to know is, why is your energy so low? That's what you want to know. You want to just take, you don't want to take Cytomel or Adderall or Provigil. You don't want to take stimulant medications like Wellbutrin, whatever. And you don't want to just take supplements if you can start to find the underlying causes of your low energy, which could be, it could be some of the medications you're taking. So if you're taking Klonopin or Ativan or Xanax, Gabapentin, Neurontin, Lyrica, these medications can cause low energy. They can cause you to feel lethargic, tired, depressed. And it could be those medications are contributing to your low energy. Certainly, if you're not sleeping, right? Or if you're taking sleep medications, which can create you to be tired the next day, feel hungover, those medications can be contributing to low energy. Another big cause of low energy is low thyroid, which I find is typically missed because doctors are doing very basic routine blood tests and they're telling you that there's nothing wrong with your thyroid. Meanwhile, you've got all the symptoms of low thyroid. Your hair's falling out. You have dry skin. You're constipated. Have PMS. Maybe you had some infertility issues earlier. You have a problem with no libido, no sex drive. You're probably incredibly, run down, tired, lethargic, maybe depressed, have migraine headaches, tension headaches, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, maybe carrying some extra weight, because you're so run down, immune system can be compromised. All those are signs of low thyroid. But doctors do basic testing, and part of the reason why they do basic testing is because you've already been diagnosed as having fibromyalgia, so what's the use? You're not going to feel any better anyway. We're going to put you on some medications, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it. Now, I know that sounds very jaded, but that is the mentality out there. Because when I go speak at conferences or I attend conferences and doctors find out who I am, many of them will kind of roll their eyes. They will just either that, or they will graciously congratulate me on actually being able to help those with fibromyalgia. So it's one of the two. There's really no gray area. But it's not unusual for me to find that 50 to 60% of the patients that I work with have something wrong with their thyroid that's never been properly diagnosed. And when your thyroid's not working correctly, you're going to see that you're really going to be run down and tired. So that's a very common one. Then the other one that I see all the time is that adrenal fatigue. And now adrenal fatigue is a syndrome where you know, one of the number one symptoms of that is low energy, both mentally and physically. And that is I see that routinely in my fibro patients. In the conventional medical world, they never even test for it, and they don't even acknowledge it. But you know, the challenge is that most doctors that you're going to go to, whether that's a specialist or your primary care doctor, they've only got, you know, anywhere from 7 to, you know, at the most, a specialist, maybe 30 minutes if you're lucky. But typically it's about 7 to 15 minutes tops. And if you go in there with 15 to 20 different symptoms, you know, low energy, pain, can't sleep, IBS, you know, I'm already on 6 drugs. You know, what are they going to do for you? And they've only got 7 minutes. I mean, they're already kind of written you off anyway when they see you for the first time and they see that you've got fibromyalgia. I hate to say that again. It's just, you know, I'm being candid with you. So your general practitioner, they're not going to do the detective work that's needed to find out where you're broken down. It's just not what they're going to do. Once they've done the labs that most of you already had done, they checked your TSH, it's normal. That's your basic thyroid test, or a free T4, that's normal. They've checked your CBC, you're not anemic. They've checked your liver panel. They've made sure you didn't have lupus or autoimmune disease. They've done those things, and they tell you everything's, all your blood work looks good. You have fibromyalgia, you just have to learn to live with it. Well, they're not checking your ferritin level. I rarely ever see that. And if your ferritin level is low, then you do have anemia, or you're heading that way, and you can feel really run down, and they'll tell you that everything's normal. Same thing with your thyroid. If they're not checking reverse T3, free and total T3, T4, T3 uptake, thyroid antibodies, you run the risk that you're going to get told that everything's fine with your thyroid when it's not. So, you know, the difference between what I do and what they do is night and day, because when I'm doing detective work trying to figure out what your underlying causes are for your symptoms, I'm going to be very thorough in what I do, because that's really the only hope I have of helping my patients get healthy. And that's really the only opportunity they have to feel good is to get healthy, to feel good and stay that way is to get healthy. And that's going to take some underlying, you know, finding and fixing these underlying issues. Otherwise, it's all window dressing. It's a lot of here, try this, here, try that, let's see how you do it. You know, that doesn't work. And you know that. I mean, you've tried everything out there and it doesn't work. So it's got to be a very methodical, step-by-step process to uncover the underlying issues and then fix them. Okay, let's see. Another question I get is why don't I accept insurance? Well, insurance won't pay for phone consults. They won't pay for nutritional medicine. They won't pay for really anything I do. They're happy to pay for drugs. They're happy for you to be on Lyrica the rest of your life. They're happy for you to be on high blood pressure medication the rest of your life. Now, many of you who will listen to this are carrying around some extra weight. Not everybody. I mean, I have patients who are underweight, too. But many people who will be listening to this are going to be carrying in some extra weight, and they're going to be having problems with high blood pressure. And they could get off the high blood pressure medications if they lost weight. Not always, but many times I see that my patients that need to lose 20, 30 pounds, whatever it is, they'll be able to get off or drastically reduce. Most of them actually can get off high blood pressure medication. But your doctor's not telling you that, or they're giving you lip service to that. The insurance company doesn't threaten you, which I think they should. Hey, you need to lose weight, or we're going to quit paying for your high blood pressure medication. And what we'll do is we've got several options for you to lose weight. We're going to do everything we can to help you lose weight. Everything we can. So they're going to make it easy for you, right? They don't do that. They're happy for you to be on medication that's costing them $80 a month or $100 a month, $1,200 a year. You're paying copay, whatever you're paying, plus you're paying deductible every year. They're content with that. You shouldn't be. I know I'm not. The answer is the way the system is set up right now, it won't pay for what I do. And I don't think that's going to change anytime soon, unfortunately. Another question I get is, I see this a lot. Actually, there's a comment I get sometimes on my Facebook post. It says, when I share these testimonials, these success stories, a lot of times people don't even read them. What they see is Jane overcomes fibromyalgia, or Jane beats fibromyalgia, like the title of my book, Treating and Beating, because you can beat fibromyalgia, which means to overcome fibromyalgia. Now, I don't have a cure for fibromyalgia. I don't. And nowhere do I say that in any of these articles or anything that I share or even in my book. However, what I do have, without a doubt, and it's proven, there's no if about it. I mean, it's a proven thing. When you go on my website, yourfibrodoctor.com, and you see 60, 70, 80 success stories and more in the book, and we're adding more every week. It's just a matter of getting people interviewed. But when you see that, I mean, it's a proven thing, and it's not that one or two people got better. It's not that a few people got better for a few months. It's people that got better, got their life back, and are still doing well 5 years later. So it's very much a proven thing. It's tried and true system that works. And so by using these protocols, the system that I've set up of using high doses, but the right doses and combinations, specific vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and other nutritional supplements, along with changing the person's diet and lifestyle habits, this works. Again, a big part of that is doing testing if needed to find out where they're broken down, and then using specific protocols that they need to fix these underlying issues. So my goal when I'm working with patients is to help them get healthy. So not only do they feel good, but they feel good for years to come. That's what my goal is. I don't say that there is a cure. I don't, but you can get your life back. Do my patients care if they're cured or if they have their life back? They don't care. They're just happy to be able to get down the floor and play with their kids again. They're happy to go out, socialize, and not have to worry, are they going to have a crash? They're going to have a flare the next day. They're happy to, not have to wake up, three, four times a night with restless leg syndrome, or to have nights where they don't sleep. They're happy that they don't have these pain flare-ups where they can't get out of bed. So, no, I don't have a cure, but I've got something that allows you to get your life back, and it's proven, and I go into detail about it in my book. And the part of this is, why don't other people know about it? Well, I also get a question is, why do I share what I do? Why do I talk about the book? Why do I market the book? Why do I promote the book? Why do I promote my website? Why do I promote phone consults or in-clinic consults? Well, I have to, because if I didn't, people wouldn't know about me. And the only way I can help people, which is my mission, that's what I'm here to do. Sometimes I wish it were easier, because it's not. Working with fibro patients can be very difficult, but I know without a doubt this is my purpose. I'm supposed to be doing this. The only way I can help people is if they know about me. The only way I can help people is if they do one of three things. If they go to my website, yourfibrodoctor.com, and they watch the free videos or listen to the past teleconferences or read the blogs, or if they read my book and apply the protocols in the book, or they schedule a phone consult and start working with me personally. That's the only way I can help people. But I can't help anybody if they don't know anything about me. So I have to promote myself. If I don't, then all they're going to hear is learn to live with it. And I don't, you know, that's not what it's about. You know, it's not, I'm on a mission to change that, and I have to get the word out. If you go to Mayo, what they tell you? They tell you, well, you're going to have to learn to live with it, and we're going to put you in a class to teach you how to learn to live with it, how to cope with it. That's what they tell you. This is Mayo. We're talking one of the most prestigious, if not the most prestigious facility, healthcare facility in the world. And that's all they got. That's sad. So the reason I promote my book, my protocols, I give away all the free stuff I do, free videos, blog articles, do these teleconferences, is because I want people to know they have an option. They don't have to learn to live with it. So I'm on a mission to share my work and let everyone in the fibromyalgia community know that there are other options than learning to live with it, for sure. What happens on a phone consultation? That's a question. As I mentioned earlier, 95% of my practice is phone consults. I have a clinic in Birmingham, Alabama, and I do have a few patients that come to see me each week, but most of my patients, most of my consults are done by phone. I have patients throughout North America. I've worked with patients in every state in the United States. I've worked with most territories in Canada from coast to coast. I work with patients internationally, overseas, in the UK, Israel, Australia. So I say that to say that what I do can be done by phone. You don't have to come to Birmingham, Alabama to be helped. You don't have to do that. And you can learn more about the consult procedures by going to fibroconsults.com. You might want to write that down. The two main websites that, three really I'm going to talk about tonight, you need to write these down. But your fibro, doctor.com, that's the main website. And from there you can get different sources of information, free information that you can use that will be helpful. To learn about the fibro consults, to actually do a consult with me by phone or come to the clinic, then fibroconsults.com. And I'll go into much more detail about the consults. And then to get the book, you can get the book on the main website, or to read more about the book. Everything that's contained in the book, give you a lot of information to kind of see if this is a book you want, go to Get Fibro Books with an S. And it'll go into detail about what's in the book, and you can see just how thorough this 544-page book is. Once you go to fibroconsults.com, you'll see paperwork there for you to fill out. And what you do is you fill out that questionnaire, and then once my staff receives the questionnaire, then they will contact you to set up a consult, either coming into the clinic or doing it by phone. I encourage you to get the last year's worth of your blood work so that I can go over that before we talk. I will go over your blood work, and I will see what your doctors have done, and I will point out additional tests that you might need and why. I will point out things that they missed routinely. I will pick up things that they told you everything was okay and not, and that will start to explain why you're having the symptoms that you have. So when we meet by phone in the clinic, I'm going to spend 30 to 45 minutes talking with you, and I'm going to go through all your paperwork. Everything you sent me, I'm going to go through it. I'm going to go through your medical history, your labs, your past records, and then I'm going to interview you. I'm going to be trying to figure out what were the causes, what happened to bring on your fibromyalgia symptoms in the first place. And then I'm going to be asking you questions, doing detective work by questioning you to try to figure out what is it that is, you know, what are the underlying issues probably that are causing your symptoms. And then most importantly, I'm going to be giving you some options about what you can do if you work with me to actually fix these underlying causes, to actually get well and actually feel good again. So I'll be sharing with you. And so literally within, a 30 to 45 minutes of speaking with me, you're going to know whether I can help you. You're going to know probably what are most likely the underlying causes of your symptoms. And more importantly, you're going to know what you need to do to fix these things so you can actually feel good again. So, everybody's different. So there's no one size fits all. And when I'm talking with you, it's going to be different than when I'm talking to the next person. Everybody's unique. There's no, take this and it's going to work. It's what I do is very individualized. And so after 30 to 45 minutes, I've got a pretty good idea of what's going on, and so will you. I mean, number one, you're going to know what I think's wrong with you. Number two, can I help you? And then third, most importantly, you're going to know what you need to do to feel good again and to stay that way, okay? So literally within 34 or 5 minutes, all the guesswork is taking out of what you need to do, okay? So I understand that there's a big fear factor, a trust issue, because if you've not read my book, you've never met me in person, so there is this hesitancy. There's so much junk on the internet now, more so than ever. So part of the reason why I do these calls on every Tuesday night is so that people know that I'm real. Part of the reason that I put the testimonials up on a routine basis is so that people know that, yeah, they're real people that are benefiting from the protocols that I've developed over the last 20 years. And, obviously I'm talking to you here on this teleconference now, so I'm real. And so I encourage you not to be passive. I encourage you not to learn to live with it. If you're serious about feeling good again and actually you want to be able to do the things that you used to do that you can't do now, you're going to have to do something different. And it's going to mean that you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone. It's going to mean that you're going to have to do away with the fear, the unknown, and of setting up a phone consult with me. That's going to be your best option. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, your best option is to set up a phone consult with me so I can help you feel good again. I can help you understand what's going on, and then we working together, we can get your life back. But I can't help you if you don't set up that phone consult. I can't help you if you don't go to my website, yourfibrodoctor.com, and listen to past teleconferences or watch past videos. I can't help you if you don't read my book, Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic T Syndrome, available at getfibrobooks.com. I can't help you. These teleconferences are great. I can give you some information, but fibromyalgia is very, very complicated. And a 30 or 45 minute call, I can't go into the detail that I can go into that in the book or in the videos, or even better, hold your hand by doing a phone consult or an in-clinic consult and actually take you step by step about what you need to do and why, so that you actually, can get healthy and feel good again and stay that way. So I encourage you to go to my website to learn more about the things that I've shared with you tonight, yourfibrodoctor.com. I encourage you to go and learn more about my book, getfibrobooks.com. You'll find my book, Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Syndrome, there, and it's going to give you a lot of information about that book. I do this call each and every Tuesday night, same time, same calling number, same access code. So we've got a few minutes here, and what I want to do is take some of your questions. So if you've got a question, I welcome your questions tonight. If you will hit *6, that will bring you on the line live, and I will be happy to answer your questions this evening while we got a few minutes. Come on the line, state your name, and ask away.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Go ahead.
I listened to your call last week and then again tonight, and first I appreciate that you go to this extent to try to help those of us that are suffering with abuse. But you mentioned several times the protocols with vitamins, minerals, supplements, and of course it all makes perfect sense. But my question is, do we need to be concerned about any of those protocols as it relates to the vitamins and minerals and supplements interacting or impacting the efficacy of any of our prescription medications?
So that's a great question, and it's another reason why I encourage people to read the book, because in the book I go into detail about the supplements that I recommend. There's no contraindications to taking the supplements. And, you know, every patient that I work with is on medication. And so over the years I had developed protocols that would make sure that if I made these recommendations, whether they read the book and tried it themselves or they were working with me going into more detail, that they could take these things and not have negative reactions. So it's a great question, but to answer your question, no. Everything that I recommend can be taken with antidepressants, sleep medications, pain medications, Lyrica, all those things. And ideally, once you start doing the protocols that I recommend, whether you're working with me or using the book and following the book, then once you start to feel better, then the goal is to start to wean off these medications that you don't need. I mean, many times you're taking medications, you don't even know if they're doing anything. You don't know if they're helping or hurting. But you don't go off of them because you feel so bad, you don't know, right? But once you start feeling better, that gives you the confidence then to start coming off these medications that you need to get off of.
Okay, thank you very much.
Great question. Thank you. So if we got any other callers this evening, again, if you got a question, feel free. Now what you'll need to do, you'll need to hit *6. That'll bring you on the line live, and then I'll be able to take your question. So I've got a few more minutes here, and then we're going to wrap it up. My daughter is home from college, and my family's all excited for her to be home. So we're going to have some dinner here soon. But I'm happy to answer any of your questions. So I do have a few more minutes. Okay, well, it looks like we've got the folks that had some questions. And, you know, I thought we'd have people to come on and just trying to absorb all this. I know it's a lot of stuff, and this is, I'm using terms you may not have heard before and sharing ideas with you that you never considered, and a lot of this is new, and I totally understand that. Hopefully, though, what you're hearing, what you're learning is that, yeah, this stuff is new and it's different. It's a different perspective. But as Linda said, it does make sense. And I try to take a very complicated set of ideas and take the biochemistry and the physiology and the testing and the things that need to be shared, but do it in a way that you understand it, whether that's using the analogy of a stress coping savings account or whatever that is. And so hopefully you get it. And so if any of the things I share with you tonight resonated with you, you're looking to make it, you know, you're looking to feel good again, then by all means, check out the resources I've shared with you tonight, the website, yourfibrodoctor.com. You should go on there and you should be on there half an hour, you know, going through the testimonials, the different protocols, there's videos, past teleconferences, there's dozens and dozens of free conferences on there that you can go through, some of them all about thyroid, some all about adrenal fatigue, some all about depression. I went into detail about irritable bowel syndrome, what you can do step by step. So, you know, take advantage of all that. The next thing I definitely recommend is you get the book. The book lays it all out for you. So, you know, Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome is now in its fifth edition. It's available at Amazon.com. I would suggest, though, that you go to getfibrobooks.com, go to that website, because you can read everything that's in the book. And I think there may be, still may be some free chapters at that site, too. I'm not sure if it's still there. But getfibrobooks.com. If you're sick and tired, being sick and tired, you're just even too tired to try to figure it out on your own to do the protocols that I recommend in the book, then for heaven's sake, don't give up. Set up a phone consult with me or come to Birmingham, Alabama, whatever is more convenient for you, and let's find out what your options are. Let's see if there's something you can do to actually feel better more. And really the goal is, let's see if we can get you healthy and get you feeling better and then keep you that way. And you'll know within 30 to 45 minutes of talking with me what you need to do. It just takes all the guesswork, takes years and years of the struggle of trying to figure it all out yourself out, you know, pretty quickly. Well, thanks for joining me tonight. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, yourfibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating, Fibromyalgia, and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Wishing you health and happiness.